Jace is going to interview Dylan October. Take it away.
Today, the 30th of March, is World Bipolar Day. The vision of this day is to bring the world awareness to bipolar disorders and get rid of social stigma. Dylan October is public educator and PR of community manager of Cape Mental Health. Through his experience, he is mainly in the media industry. He has always had a passion for mental health and finds it rewarding to use his experience in supporting the organization. He is not only served as a spokesperson of the organization, but plays a visual part in development of awareness, raising individual around mental health in our society. Thank you for joining us, Dylan. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, and I'm great.
Okay. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Well, there's not much to know. What you see is what you get. I'm extremely passionate about media and writing, and have a passion for mental health as well.
Can you please explain what is bipolar?
So bipolar is basically a mental condition, and someone living with this condition, it has fluctuating moods and it tends to be to the extreme side. So normally what we find is that someone living with bipolar disorder, they go through extreme highs and extreme lows. So should they be extremely high, which is what we call the manic phase, is when they are full of life and they're joyous and they've got a burst of energy and they're just on top of the world. And then certain periods, they also feel like they go through a depressive phase where they feel more sluggish, or I wouldn't call it lazy, but they feel like they don't have a world to live. And these people find it difficult to kind of get in the middle or find a medium where they can regulate the moods and what they're feeling. So they normally just either extremely happy or extremely sad.
How do bipolar people act?
I think that, like I said, it's just a mood fluctuating. So there's a chemical in their brain that's not able to process the emotions. So sometimes they're extremely impulsive, especially when they are going through their manic phase. And they might come across off as moody. Yeah.
Can you be born with bipolar?
You're not necessarily born. It's something that you normally develop. But we find that, you know, people are born with a disposition to eventually get it. It just depends on the person's character as well. If they are extremely emotional beings as well, they might tend to develop it at a later stage in their lives.
We don't talk much about bipolar awareness. Can you please tell us a little more about this awareness?
Bipolar awareness, like any other awareness day with regards to whatever the case may be, is just to kind of highlight what it is in this sense, and also make people aware that this disability or this condition is that people are living with it, and also bring people or create a platform to kind of educate people in terms of what it is and create that understanding for people to educate them so that eventually, you know, we can have a more inclusive society.
What are some of the social stigmas around bipolar disorder?
I think the main one is essentially that people living with bipolar are kind of labeled as moody. It's extremely hard for someone because, you know, with a physical disability, you're able to see it. And with someone living with a mental condition, it's extremely hard. So people they're not empathetic from the onset, in the sense of you're living with a mental health condition and I should, you know, treat you more, not special preference, but I should regard that when I do address you or do encounter you in my life basically. And a lot of stigma is around that, especially where mental health is concerned, because I find that a lot of people still don't understand what mental health is and why it is important to take care of your mental health. And sometimes you call people, you just label them as crazy, which is what we want to try and move away from.
How can someone tell if they're bipolar?
I think in the sense of, especially because it's extremely linked to your moods, I think in terms of monitoring your moods and just the fluctuations thereof, normally you'd go through, how can I say, a happy phase, and then, you know, but your mood kind of regulates throughout the rest of the week, and maybe you'd go through a depressive phase at some stage in the month, let's say, for example. But with people living with a bipolar disorder, it's different from day to day, especially those who are struggling or haven't been diagnosed yet, and they just don't understand why the mood just keeps fluctuating in that sense. And also, like, I would recommend that family members as well, if they see the signs, to also offer that added support and speak to them in terms of getting that professional help that they need.
Is there a cure for bipolar, or is it just naturally in people?
I would say that it's naturally in people. There is no cure for any mental health condition in this sense. Even though it's not something you're born with and you can develop later in your life, even after a traumatic experience, it could affect you where you do develop a mental health condition such as bipolar. But there is no cure. And I also want to stress that it's not the end of the world if you do get diagnosed with a mental condition, whether it be bipolar or anything else. There is help out there and there's different avenues as well. And a lot of people are successfully leading their lives living with bipolar disorder in this day and age.
Is there anything you would like to add or tell our listeners out there?
Yes, definitely. I think most of the time we combat stigma mainly, and the stigma around mental health and the stigma, whether it be depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder or intellectual disability, you name it. I want to address the stigma around that and also kind of get people to start engaging in these conversations about mental health so that we create a platform of understanding and respect and mutual respect as well. Like Talita said, it's a basic human right and we should afford that to everyone. And I also want to encourage people, should you have any mental health condition that you're struggling with or know of someone, have a family member, colleague, classmate, just to seek the necessary professional help or also like approach them and provide that added support because they're going through a difficult time as well and they might not be sure what's going on, but just being there and being there in the sense of a support and a guidance is what I would like to encourage people to do.
So thank you so much for coming today and talking about World Bipolar Day. I hope you enjoyed this interview as much as I did. Now back to Talita.
Thank you so much, Dylan, for being here in studio with us. Now I learned something new about bipolar.
Thanks for having me, guys.